Hello, everyone. On this last day of September, I'm Tom Turbeville. It's time for your Friday sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, before last night's game against Killeen Ellison, A&M Consolidated football coach David Raphael boldly said that it was a game they were supposed to win, and he expected to win big. Well, his players stood up for that prediction at Leo Buckley Stadium last night as the Tigers romped and stomped with a 49-0 blanking of the Eagles, a strong performance, albeit over clearly one of the weakest teams in District 12-5A. The quarterback, Jacob Bronowski, scored two touchdowns on the way to 181 yards rushing, and he didn't even play the fourth quarter. Defender J.J. Bynum, who had already had a stellar night on defense, got in on the scoring with a one-yard run late. He also had an interception and a 50-yard return on a fumble recovery. So that 0-3 start in non-district is a distant memory for the Tigers now as they go to 2-0 in district play, and now they can look forward to the crosstown showdown against Bryan next Friday night at Kyle Field. But Bryan can't think about Consol just yet. They've got work to do tonight at Leo Buckley Stadium when they meet Killeen Shoemaker at 7:30. The Vikes are 1-0 after whipping Ellison last week. Shoemaker is 0-4, 0-1 after falling to Harker Heights last week. Harris Rating System has Bryan a 31-point favorite in this game, but Coach Bob Ballard knows that Shoemaker's always tough.
I guess probably we've played them 5 years. We've won 5 years. Each one of the ball games at different times during the course of the football game was worried to death. We always go over there. There's always a competitive football team that'll play from the start to finish. And they're very, very athletic. And you get there and you don't realize the speed and sometimes the size of the kids that you're fixing to play until you get on the football field. And I mean, they move good. It's the same thing this year. You watch them on film defensively. I think they're right up there with one of the best defenses that we've faced.
We will carry the game over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone tonight with Chase Murphy and David Campbell, and it'll also be at BrassesFootball.com. The Rudder Rangers are home tonight for homecoming as they host the Bastrop at 7:30. Rudder is 0-1 in district after falling to Hutto 40-14 last week. One of the best parts of this game night experience will be the pregame meal from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the parking lot, where a portion of the proceeds will go to the Bastrop ISD to help some 200 school district employees there who lost their homes to the wildfires this month. We'll carry the game on the Zone HD 95.1, and of course, it'll be at BrassesFootball.com. We'll go over the rest of the high school schedule next sportscast, okay? It's been quite a week for Texas A&M, from the disappointing meltdown with OSU to the celebration of the SEC on Monday, and now having to bounce back on the field against a future SEC opponent, Arkansas. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill is a senior. He won't get to play for A&M in the SEC, so that's why his focus is where it should be on this last season in the Big 12. He's not really thinking about Southeastern Conference.
Not really. You know, I'm excited for this year. You know, I think all the guys in the locker room are excited for this year. And, we suffered a tough loss on Saturday, but the season's not over for us. You know, we're excited about what we can do the rest of this year. Still a lot of big games to play. And, you know, I think we didn't lose any confidence. We know that we hurt ourselves. You know, Oklahoma State, we feel as if Oklahoma State, wasn't that much better than us. You know, they got the win, and they're well deserving of that win. You know, take nothing away from them. But I think we know that we hurt ourselves in that game. It wasn't something they were doing to us. So I think we have a lot of confidence still, and we'll be able to move forward the rest of the season.
Game early tomorrow, 11 a.m., a little bit after, from Cowboy Stadium. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW with the pregame at 10. And Louis Belina and Dusty Dusterhoff and Scott Clendenin are going to have a special Shinerbach pregame show from Cowboy Stadium starting at 8 o'clock in the morning over on The Zone, by the way. Tennessee Athletic Director Dave Hart says the Southeastern Conference will expand again, and officials at each school need to have a number of frank discussions before moving forward, but Hart says that those conversations will take place shortly. The SEC, of course, added A&M to the conference as its 13th school last week. Last night in college football, South Florida is off the list of unbeatens. Ray Graham shedded the Bulls for 226 rushing yards and two touchdowns, and Pitt won 44-17. Also, Case Keenum threw for 471 yards and two touchdowns in Houston's 49-42 win over UTEP last night. Baseball playoffs start tonight. The Rangers hosting Tampa Bay, actually at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the Yankees host Detroit at 7:30. Both those games are on TBS. Hey, that's your look at sports, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.